Archer's Omnibus for the week of the 3rd to the 8th of January 1999.
I suppose I can't grumble.
Oh, Neil. Really sorry.
Maybe she didn't exactly promise.
You sure you heard her properly?
Well, I thought so at the time.
If Debbie said she'd find you something, she'll find you something.
At the end of the day, though, it's not down to her, Susan.
They're bound to need all the help they can get once lambing starts.
Yeah, you're right. Not exactly skilled work, though, is it?
Better than nothing.
And the money's not brilliant.
Oh, we'll manage whatever, Neil.
Yeah.
We will.
I know, love. I'll just have to keep asking around for anything else that's going.
We've had times like this before.
I don't like to talk about it in front of Emma and Christopher, though.
Yeah, well, that's why I sent them upstairs to finish their own work. Oh, look, let's think of something a bit more cheerful, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, I really did enjoy that panto.
It's always a great night.
But this one... What about Baggy and Snatch?
That was so funny. How did they do it, though? I've never seen such an energetic pantomime cow. And it was a horse with the horns and udders stuck on, wasn't it?
And when they did that huge jump at the end, it was a stick.
What a laugh, eh? Emma and Christopher loved it.
Oh, yeah. It was great to enjoy something all together.
Hello, anybody in?
Is that you, Clary?
Come in.
What's she wants?
Oh, hello, Neil. Hello, Susan. Sorry to bother you. Oh, you having your dinner?
No, I just finished. It's all right.
Fancy a cup of tea, Clary?
Oh, that'd be nice. Thanks.
Come on, sit down.
Oh, yeah, well.
We were just talking about the pantomime, weren't we, Neil?
Yeah. We had a good night out.
It was funny, wasn't it?
Yeah. I thought everyone did very well. Perhaps it wasn't quite as slick as previous years, but there's a lot going on.
Yeah, you can say that again. Yeah, what about that business with the fire engine and the flood, eh?
I know. Apparently, to begin with, everybody thought we'd part of the show.
Yeah, it was very convincing.
All I know is I thoroughly enjoyed myself. So did William and Edward. Hey, look at that. That's lovely, Susan. It's new, isn't it?
What, my bit of crystal?
Yeah, let's have a look.
There you are.
Oh, that is lovely. The way it sort of catches the light.
Neil gave it to me for Christmas.
Beautiful, Neil.
I know, isn't it?
Well, I wish people would buy me presents like that.
Clary?
Yeah?
You didn't come round to discuss the pantomime or my fruit bowl.
Oh, take it, Susan. I'll never forgive myself if I dropped it.
You didn't know, did you?
No, I didn't.
What then?
I've come to ask you a favour.
Go on.
Brought a load of me wet washing round.
Oh, don't tell me you're still doing all the washing by hand.
Yeah. I'll fetch it in. I left it outside.
Well, I'll give you a hand.
It's just there.
Look at it, there's loads.
Have you lugged this all the way from Grange Farm? Must have taken ages.
Oh, it must weigh a ton.
That's not too bad. Get used to it. Pushed it over my old pram.
Why couldn't he drive you over in a van?
Try and save money on petrol, he says.
You want to make him buy you a new machine.
Oh, you ever tried to make Eddie do something? He just says, my mum used to do all her washing by hand. Why can't you? If he bought us a decent machine last time, it would have helped. But oh no, picks up a clapped out second hand one and expects it to last a lifetime.
Come on, Clary. We'll put it through the spin cycle.
Thanks ever so much.
There's quite a few loads. It'll take a while.
And it ends as if I'd nothing else to do in me time. I tell you, Susan, these days my feet hardly touch the ground. I'm doing that much.
That's right.
He's looking good.
I won't be seeing much of me once lambing starts. Willie boy, eh? Looks like giving some exercise while I had the chance.
That's a good idea. Now, Debbie.
Yes, Dad?
I wanted to ask you something.
Well, go on, then.
You know it's your mother's birthday on Thursday?
Yes.
Well, I've been racking my brains. I just can't think of what to buy her for a present.
Dad, you ask me the same question every year.
But you know I'm no good at that sort of thing.
All right, I'll try and think of something.
I mean, what are you giving her? Have you had any thoughts?
I've already bought it. Nigel Slater's new cookery book.
Oh, she's got enough of those to last a lifetime.
Mum could never have enough cookery books. You know that.
I suppose I could give her one too.
No, Dad.
Well, anyway, have a bit of a think for me, will you?
All right.
Thanks.
Oh, Dad, before you go, I had something to say to you too.
What?
It's about Neil. You dropped me right in it, Dad. I mean, it was so embarrassing. You just swanned off to your meeting and left me to pick up the pieces.
Listen, Mike got the work because he was doing an excellent job. He's a good, steady worker. He's reliable. Just what we need.
And Neil's a good, steady worker too.
Sometimes I'm afraid it's a matter of first come, first serve.
Oh, it's not as if Mike needs the money as much as Neil does.
Now, Debbie, seriously, I can't make that a consideration, can I?
I mean, Mike's always got his milk round to fall back on.
Listen, I've said it before and I'll say it again. Neil had a perfectly good job with Borchester Mills. It was his choice to chuck it all in.
No, that's got nothing to do with it, Dad. The point is, if you really had left it to me, Neil would have got the work. But you just ride roughshod over my opinions.
Well, you're not always available to be consulted.
Oh, no, that's a feeble excuse, Dad.
Well, you aren't.
Dad, look, will you just think about the position it puts me in? I have to work with these people every day.
All right. Yeah, point taken. So what do you want me to do about it?
Well, I promised I'd look out for something for Neil.
Well, what do you suggest?
Well, ideally, I'd like to phone in this afternoon and offer him some shift work in the lambing shed.
He can't pay much. You know that. I mean, there's been no money in sheep.
Yeah, I do know that, but if he's prepared to do it for the sort of money we can offer...
Fine, then... we'll make the phone call.
Thank goodness that's the last lot. Oh, I'm exhausted.
Are you all right, Clary?
Yeah, fine.
You're not your usual cheerful self, though.
If I'm honest, Susan, I'm going out of my mind with worry. Just feels like one disaster after another at the moment.
It must do.
And as if we hadn't had enough already this month, yesterday we gets this bill from the electric.
Oh, dear.
It's huge. And the phone bill. I couldn't believe it, Susan. William and Edward must have been spending a fortune ringing up their mates all hours of the day and night, and I'd no idea.
You have to keep an eye on them. Make them ask permission before every call. That's what I do with Emma and Christopher.
Yeah, well, I've told them now. I've rationed them to 3 calls a week, nothing before 6 in the evening. But the damage is done. I've still got to find the money. And they've got to have new shoes. And they've always got to be the right ones, haven't they, Susan? Otherwise, they say they get laughed at by their mates at school.
I tell my kids they don't need mates like that.
Yeah, no, that's what I say, but kids can be so cruel to each other. I mean, you read about all sorts going on.
I'll say one thing, they've no idea about the value of money.
No, they only want the things they say the other kids have. Sometimes I wish I could buy it for them, just once in a while.
Now, how you feel?
I was so angry with Eddie when he turned down that hedging job at Home Farm. Mind you, he regrets it now. And he is trying, he really is. And his fault milk prices are right down, is it? Oh dear, I thought the turkey money'd help things along a bit.
Oh, you must have made something.
Yeah, we did a bit. All just seems to have vanished. Oh, them blooming turkeys hung up in my living room. Well, it gives us a bit of a Christmas, but there's nothing left now.
Oh dear.
Now it's wet washing hung up in there, on the scaffolding. Drip, drip, drip. I ain't even looked under the plastic over the carpet. I can't bear to. Woman in the place is like a fridge full of turkeys. Next is a blooming sauna with steam coming off of the washing. It's ridiculous, Susan.
Oh, Clary, I'm sorry.
And just look at my hands. Look at them. They're so sore. I keep putting all sorts of stuff on them. Skin's all cracking, look.
If you want to try some of that snow fire, that's what my mum used to use.
So how's Neil getting on? I heard he missed out on some ploughing up at Home Farm.
Yeah. And Debbie all but promised him.
Oh, right hand, don't know what the left's doing up there.
Exactly. Neil was furious, I can tell you.
I'm surprised.
Yeah. It's not the first time Brian Aldridge done the dirty on us.
No, he treated you really badly over your job at the business unit.
And now he's missing poor old Neil about.
Oh, dear.
Well, it seems they're coming up with the goods at last.
Who is?
Debbie. She's just been on the phone. Apparently, she's spoken to Brian, and if I go up tomorrow, there'll be something for me.
Oh, that is good news now.
I'll believe it when I see it.
No, she was quite apologetic, as a matter of fact. I don't think she'd ring me up on a Sunday afternoon if it was a time waster.
Well, I just hope it's something decent.
Oh, so do I, Susan. I'll go up first thing tomorrow and find out.
Oh, thank goodness. He's settled at last.
Oh, poor Daniel. He seemed a bit fretful.
Mm. What's the music?
Oh, Ben Gould, a bit of Bach.
Oh, it is nice to sit down.
You forget what it's like having young children about.
Mm.
I'm a bit worried about him, Phil.
Why? What's the trouble?
Says he's got pains in his legs.
Oh, dear.
Yes. Might be the arthritis coming back.
Or he might just be trying to get our attention.
Well, he certainly succeeded.
And he's tired, too. He's had a busy day.
Hope he sleeps through now.
Shula rubs his legs for him when the arthritis flares up, doesn't she?
Yes.
Did you do that?
Of course.
And?
I think it just made matters worse. He complained I wasn't doing it properly.
What does properly mean?
I think he meant I wasn't doing it like Mummy does.
Yeah. That may be just his way of telling us he misses her.
I know. Anyway, he's asleep now, so we can both relax a bit.
Yeah. Just remember him roaring with laughter at the pantomime. There didn't seem much wrong with him then.
That's true. You enjoyed playing for it too, didn't you?
I did, as a matter of fact. It really did go down very well.
I wonder what Linda's review will be like.
What, the Kenneth Tynan of the Borchester Echo? Pretty vitriolic, I shouldn't wonder.
I can't wait. Shula should be giving us a call soon.
Good heavens, is it that time already?
I don't know whether to tell her about Daniel.
Oh, I don't think that's a good idea.
She'd probably be able to tell me exactly what I'm doing wrong.
But I don't think you're doing anything wrong.
I think I must be.
No, it wouldn't be fair to worry her. I mean, there's nothing she can do short of getting the next flight home, and we don't want her doing that, do we?
No, certainly not.
Well, let's just leave it then. I'm sure it isn't anything serious.
You're right.
I know I am. He just feels strange without his mummy.
Perhaps it wasn't such a good idea, them going so far away.
It was an excellent idea. It's what they both needed. Come on, love. We've had children to deal with before. Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
I'll go up to
him. No,
it.
I'll go.
Well, bring him down if you need to. He probably just wants a cuddle.
No, not from me.
If you're worried, take him to Dr. Evans in the morning.
Yes, I will. Now then, it's all right, Daniel. Gran's coming.
I really am sorry, Neil. I'm sure you'd have made a good job of the ploughing. Mike simply got here first.
Yes, I realise that.
So all we've got an offer at the moment is help with the lambing.
I thought she was phoning about land work.
It looks to me as if there'd been a bit of a misunderstanding.
I see.
But as I said, I really am extremely
sorry. I'm sure she was talking about more than the lambing.
I think perhaps you might have misheard.
But
I'm sorry you've had a wasted journey.
Right.
There might be some more land work I can put your way in the near future.
Right.
But I can't be any more definite than that, I'm afraid. I honestly wish I could.
Well,
I take it you are interested in this lambing work, because if you're not...
No, I'm interested, all right.
But I'm afraid we shan't be able to offer you the skilled rate.
But I'm an experienced man, Mr. Aldridge.
Well, I'm sorry, Neil. I mean, it's all there is at the moment. We could get another student just as easily.
Well, maybe you could.
Take it or leave it, I'm afraid.
Oh, I'll take it.
Come on, girls. Get your lovely concentrates here. Oh, no.
Andrew, that feed is playing you up again.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's all right. Oh, thank God for that.
I'm off to work then.
Right you are, Clary love.
And I'm taking all this wet washing up with me in the Capri.
Is that right?
Did you hear what I said?
You what, love?
I said I'm taking all this wet washing up with me and I'm taking the Capri.
Yeah, right. Okay, sweetheart.
Pat says she'll get it a spin for me.
That's nice of her.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
Right, you off then, love?
You've got no idea, Eddie, have you? No idea at all?
Sorry.
Well, it's like humiliating myself in front of people, begging them to use their washing machines.
Oh, like I said, Clary, love, I'll get something sorted.
Yes, but when?
Soon as I can.
I know all about you as soon as I can. I've been there before.
Hey, there's no need to get shirty. No need to get shirty. Get it?
Is that all you can do, Eddie? Make dark jokes about it?
Oh, you've got to keep your sense of humour.
Well, I ain't got none at the moment. I just want to know what you're doing about getting me a new machine.
Oh, I've got a bloke in Borchester looking into it for us.
Looking into it? I don't want it looking into. I want the blooming thing in my kitchen washing these clothes.
Yeah, all right.
I'm warning you, Eddie. Either you get me that machine, or neither of us will have the Capri to use. You will sell it.
Sell the Capri?
That's what I said.
You can't be serious. Oh, tell me you're not serious.
I am serious, Eddie. Deadly serious.
You wouldn't do that to me.
Oh, wouldn't I?
You know how much that car means to me.
Well, now you know how much the washing machine means to me.
Oh.
And don't try telling me again if your mum used to do all the washing by hand. Things was different in them days.
Oh, they certainly were.
What'd you say?
nothing.
Your mum didn't work every hour God's sends earning money to keep the party going. This is an ultimatum, I think. Either that washing machine's in the kitchen in working order before the end of the week, or the Capri goes to the dealer or the scrapyard or anywhere else it'll raise some money. You keep telling me how valuable it is.
It's a collector's item, that car.
Well, then let somebody else collect it.
Oh, I wish I'd never turned that edging down at Old Farm.
Well, you did, and it's too late now. I mean, what's that? Go
on in, Eddie.
Sorry. Oh, hello, Neil, mate. Listen, you try and talk some sense into Clary for me. Huh?
Not staying, I'm afraid, Neil. How are you, all right?
Oh, been better.
Did you go and see Brian Aldridge?
Yes, I did.
And?
It's all promises, promises as usual. Promises don't pay the bills, though, do they?
Oh, you try telling Eddie that.
Well, that's partly why I came round. To see if he's heard of anything going.
Oh, I wish I had, mate. I'll be down there like a shot myself.
There was a hedging job down a little while ago.
Clary!
Right, I'm off. Bye-bye, Neil. You mind what I said, Eddie Grundy?
Sorry. Was I interrupting something?
Oh, hang on a minute while I get the next lot
of Here, I'll give you a hand.
Oh, cheers, mate. Go on, you lot. Go on, then. Off you go.
I'll try and do something right now.
Yeah, I thought Clary said you got something up on farm.
That's what I thought. Only this morning, Brian says all he wants is help with lambing when the time comes.
Yeah, shouldn't be long now, surely.
The pay is pathetic, Eddie. About what they pay a student.
Hey, listen, if I hear of anything, you'll be the first to know.
Oh, thanks.
There's something you can do for me in return, actually.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
If you hear of a decent second-hand washing machine going cheap, just let me know, will you?
Debbie, what's William Grundy doing here?
Moving a ute to the other group.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's got the day off school, he says. Revision time, something like that.
Mm, I wouldn't take his word for anything if I were you.
Yeah, well, I do take his word.
As I think I've said on a number of previous occasions.
Dad!
I wouldn't trust any of the Grundys.
Further than you could throw them, yes, yes, I know.
How's everything going?
Oh, we'll be good and ready when the lambs start arriving. After that, it's anybody's guess.
I had a word with Neil Carter this morning.
Good. At least we can give him something.
Yeah, I said he can help with the lambing.
Well, it's a shame we can't offer him a bit more.
Yeah, but you know as well as I do, there's nothing.
I know, but he deserves better.
Anyway, call him in as soon as he's needed.
Right.
At least he's accepted the work, not like that idiot Eddie.
Don't speak so loud. William will hear you.
Oh. Well, I hope things go smooth then. Sorry I'm away for a couple of days.
Yeah, you worked that one out well.
I don't fix the date of the Oxford Farming Conference. Should be interesting, though. There'll be a lot of people with a lot to say.
We haven't been hit as badly as some, Dad. At least we've got money coming in. And look at what's happening to people like the Grundys.
Well, they bring a lot of it on themselves, you know.
Oh, Dad, that's outrageous, and you know it.
Anyway, I'd better get on. I hope it goes well, darling.
Don't worry, Dad. I'll keep an eye on things.
I know you will. Thanks, love.
Come on, then. Come on. Come on. That's it, in you go. Good. Shut the gate, will you, David? There you go. They'll be better in there.
Yeah. Have you seen the sacrifice pasture?
Yeah, I know. They were churning it up like nobody's business.
Yeah. They'll be much more comfortable on straw and concrete.
Yeah. Till we find out what we're going to do with them.
How did the farm sale go this morning?
Oh, there was plenty of good stock on offer. But it's sad to see yet another place going down.
Yes, and we're benefiting from someone else's misfortune.
Well, let's look on the bright side, Dad, shall we?
I'm trying to, believe me.
Anyway, then I got talking to the guy about what equipment they're going to be selling off. And would you believe it, they've got a fertiliser spreader.
Oh, have they?
Dad, you know we've got to replace ours.
Well, I think we can manage another season.
Well, I've arranged delivery tomorrow.
You've what?
I bought it, Dad.
Well, without consulting me?
It was a bargain. Plenty of people were after it.
Why didn't you call me?
Well, I wasn't anywhere near a telephone.
Well, you could have used your mobile.
Well, yes, I suppose I could have, but...
But you decided to take the decision without consulting me.
I took the initiative, yes.
You took the initiative?
I thought it was an opportunity not to be missed.
How much was it?
A lot less than we'd have paid for a new one.
Oh, I'm sorry, David, I don't care.
It was a bargain, Dad. We'd have been stupid to pass it up.
Yeah, maybe it was, but that's not my point. This is not the time to be buying equipment. Certainly not without consulting your business partners.
Ruth was there.
Oh, don't be facetious.
I'm not being facetious.
I'm really not at all happy about this.
Say hello to Grandad, Daniel.
Hello, Mum.
Hello, Uncle David.
Hello, Daniel.
How is he, Jim?
Well, I took him to see Dr. Evans.
And
there's absolutely nothing to worry about. It was a little flare-up, wasn't it, darling? Oh,
good.
But he's getting better now.
Yes, it is.
Oh, well, thank goodness for that. Well, I'm going in.
Aren't you going to stay out here and talk to Daniel and me? We came over to see what you were doing.
Well, you bring him over to the house, Jill. I'll put the kettle on.
Oh, dear. Is your father all right?
No, he's fed up with me, I'm afraid.
Oh, David.
Well, he's being a little unreasonable.
Is he?
There's no need for you to get involved, Mum.
Don't be silly.
Just wish he'd let me take the initiative sometimes.
He just knows we need to be careful.
Is he all right? I mean, is looking after Daniel proving to be a bit too much of a strain?
We do have him, Daniel. Don't we, sweetheart? You should see them both at bedtime when Phil tells him a story. It's really lovely to see him. He loses 40 years.
I like Grandma's stories.
There you are, you see.
Well, I just thought...
It does feel the world of good having Daniel around. It does both of us good. It's not that that's wearing him out. It's all the worries about Brookfield. And the tension between the two of you doesn't help.
I know.
I don't know where to put my loyalties half the time.
Well, you shouldn't be in that position.
It's all very well you saying that, but I am. I'm bound to be.
I suppose so.
You know, you're really going to have to get this financial strategy sorted out. And soon. It's been going on since before Christmas.
I know, Mum.
I'm serious, David. It breaks my heart to see you and your father at odds like this.
It's all right, old girl. That's right.
That's the hair it has. The first lamb of 1999. Oh, very considerate of you to arrive in the afternoon. Ever since I took over the lambing, the first one's appeared in the middle of the night.
No trouble, this one.
Oh, well, I hope they'll all be this easy. Though I very much doubt it.
You've done well, old girl.
Now they'll all start. Plenty of work for you, Neil.
And I'm not sorry.
I wish we had something better for you.
Well, fact is, there just isn't enough work to go around this time of year.
Yeah, I know. But it won't be too long before it picks up again. In the meantime, I'm very glad of your help in here.
Well, it's nice to see this little fella turn up.
Oh. That's right, you tell us about it. You're the first lamb of 99, and you're perfect.
Come on, Sid.
I'm coming.
Oh, it's all right. I'll wait.
It's these wretched trainers, Cathy.
Oh, right.
I haven't broken them in yet.
I didn't know trainers needed breaking in.
Oh, yes, they do. This kind do.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, they're the latest. There's a little pump at the back. You see, you pump it, and they get moulded to the contours of the individual foot, you see.
I'll take your word for it.
Yes. I always say, if a job's worth doing...
It's worth doing expensively.
That American book I got from Borchester Library puts a lot of stress on appearance. If you look good, you feel good, that's what it says. And it makes a lot of sense.
And you feel good, do you?
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact, Cathy. I'm going to enjoy getting up to speed again.
Up to speed?
Yeah, that's right.
I can't quite see how fluorescent stripes across your bum, your chest and down your legs are going to help you get up to speed.
The stripes are so you can be seen in the dark, Cathy. Oh. Safety measures. I mean, look at the tatty old gear you've got on.
Hey.
A car could come up behind you and bang, that'd be the end of your jogging days.
Well, thank you very much.
Just look at those tatty shoes.
These are my trusty old tennis shoes. At least they're comfortable.
But they don't give your foot the support you need, Cathy. That's the all important thing, see? Support.
Oh, all of a sudden you're the expert on sportswear. Come on, I'm getting cold. Let's run if we're running.
Yeah, now you're supposed to alternate running with walking.
That sounds sensible.
And then you gradually build up to the running until you're running all the time.
Gradually?
Oh, yeah, it's got to be gradual, the book says.
Looks to me as if in your case it'll have to be gradual.
No, I am really enjoying this. I can feel it doing me good.
Reminds me a bit too much of cross-country running at school.
Now, come on, love. We owe it to our Jamie to keep fit. I mean, you don't want parents old before their time.
As you said before.
And we're hardly in the first flush of youth.
Well, speak for yourself.
I want to be able to play both halves of a football game when he's old enough, Cathy. I think I owe my son at least that much.
I keep telling you, you'll do fine as you are.
No. Going to be a lot fitter, Cathy. You won't see. I could hardly stand up after playing with him in the garden on Saturday afternoon.
You started too soon after your lunch, that's all. You just had a bit of indigestion.
That was more than indigestion.
You don't have to worry about Jamie. He loves you exactly the way you are.
The fitter I am, the better it'll be for him.
Oh, well, come on, love. I think we'd better be getting back. I'd like to have a shower before I go and pick Jamie up from playgroup.
Right.
Hey, they were amazed when we dropped him off in our jogging gear.
Yeah, they were.
I bet the regulars at the Bull are going to have some fun.
Ah, it's all water for duck's back. They can say what they like, but when I'm down to my fighting weight...
As well as up to speed.
Hey, you're taking the mick.
How could you suspect me of such a thing?
Right then, last one back to the Bulls of Pope's Deck.
OK, you're on.
Come on!
Oh, hello, love.
Oh, there you are. Oh, I've got to have a word with you.
Yeah, as many as you like. I'll carry on storing then, if that's okay with you. Watch yourself, love. You taking that washing up the pats again?
Yes, I am.
Clary,
you And it's really embarrassing. That ain't said nothing, but I'm sure she's getting fed up with it.
Oh, I'm doing everything I can to find you a new machine.
Well, you ain't doing enough then.
Hey, I think I might have located somewhere.
Oh, yeah, and what's that?
A hardly used, second-hand, state-of-the-art job is what I've been told.
I believe it when I see it, Eddie.
I've got a really good feeling about this one.
Well, I ain't. Are you going to get it off, then?
Oh, it's a bloke over felt machine, why?
And have you seen this machine?
Oh, Clary, how could you possibly doubt me?
Very easily. Anyway, that ain't what I come to talk about.
What then?
Just had a phone call from the school, Sir Eddie.
What's he been up to?
Wouldn't tell me on the phone. Just ask me if I go in and talk to them about him. Hmm? I'll have to go, Eddie.
Well, I'll go myself, Clary. I'm tied up here.
I'll have to go at my dinner hour and ask Pat if I can make up the time.
Ah, don't worry. It's probably enough.
I do worry.
Watch yourself. Hey, blimey. I was always getting into scrapes at school.
No, you was.
No wonder when you think of some of those teachers, were you?
They weren't that bad.
Hey, do you remember old Skullface, Southie? Mr. South. Oh, he was horrible, he was. He was always picking on me for some reason.
I wonder why that could have been.
I can hear his voice now. He used to say, Edward Grundy, you mark my words. You'll come to no good, you will, lad.
You should have listened to him a bit harder, shouldn't you? He was always nice to me.
Come on, Clary. I ain't done that badly.
It's a matter of opinion.
Well, school never did me any good.
Only because you didn't let it. Anyway, I don't care about you. It's too late for you.
Thanks very much.
I just don't want our boys to miss out on a proper education. I want them to have some choices in life. Make the best of their selves.
Oh, I love you, dear love.
Oh, look, I ain't got time for this. I'll be late for work.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, and I've got to give Sid and Cathy a ring. See if they've got any more work done.
Well, you won't have much time for your dinner.
Pat's being ever so understanding. I don't like to take advantage.
Right, I'll see you. Hey, you watch yourself with all that washing.
Never you mind me. You get working on that washing machine.
Yeah, I will, Clary. Don't you worry. I will.
Just grab hold of this crate, Cathy, will you, love?
Oh, there you go.
You sound a bit puffed.
Me? No, of course not. I don't know what you mean.
Anyone would be carrying that lot up the stairs.
If the day ever comes when I can't change a barrel and carry a crate of bitter lemons up from the cellar, I'll give up being a landlord altogether.
I'm sorry I mentioned it.
Yeah, but I know what you're getting at.
And what's that, then?
Oh, well, you think I'm overdoing the exercise.
Maybe, just a little. Shall I start putting these out?
Oh, yes, please.
I just think you should be careful not to do too much too soon.
Yes, all right. I admit I may not be in peak condition just yet, but you'll see, I'll get there.
I know you will.
And sooner than you think. Oh, where's Jamie, Wallace?
Well, he's having a few quiet minutes in front of the television.
Oh, sounds good to me. Wouldn't mind joining him.
There you are, you see.
But I'm not going to, am I?
Oh, you can if you want to, Sid. Take half an hour off.
Nope.
You've earned it. I'll look after things here.
No. I'm fine.
Look, love, do you mind if I say something?
Oh, what's that?
Well, you don't think you might be, I suppose, overcompensating is the word.
Overcompensating? How do you mean?
Worrying a bit too much about, getting older.
Oh, I see. You think I'm having one of those midlife crises we keep reading about in the papers?
I'm beginning to think you might be.
No, I don't think so, Cathy. I just want to lose a bit of weight and get a little bit fitter.
That's fine, love. It's an excellent idea.
And but I just want Jamie to be proud of me.
Oh, Sid. He is. He is. You only have to look at him.
How do you mean?
Well, I sometimes watch you two when he's sitting on your knee and you're just chatting together.
Yeah, we do have some good chats. Get the world sorted out between us.
It's lovely to see you both. You're a good father, Sid, and Jamie knows it.
Yeah, well...
By the way, I had Clary on the phone earlier.
Oh, really? Yeah, what's she want?
Wants to know if we can give her any extra hours.
Oh, dear. She don't stop, does she?
Oh, if we think we've got problems.
Imagine having to work all the hours you can get and manage the Grundy Club.
Oh, no, thanks. I'd rather not.
So, what did you say to her?
Said I'd talk to you, of course.
Well, I think we can manage some of it.
She's taking anything she can get at the moment.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll give her a ring up at the dairy this afternoon.
Oh, it's a shame, though. I don't like to see farmers going under like that.
Oh, nor me. And it makes you wonder.
Makes you wonder what?
Whether these calves will have much of a future ahead of them.
Well, they've been TB tested, though, haven't they?
Yeah, of course. No, I'm not talking about that. I was thinking about the future of dairy farming.
Well, don't say you're thinking of getting out.
No, we'll stick with it.
You've got to be optimistic.
Well, if you're a farmer, you have.
Well, I'd put my money on these beauties any day.
There'll be another TB test of the whole herd in about 6 weeks. Then we should know the worst.
Ah, the best.
Nice of you to look on the bright side, Bert.
Ah, David. Yeah, Bert.
Hello, Dad.
Morning, boss.
David, do you mind if we have a word?
Oh, go and get the water trough filled.
Yeah, right. All right, Dad, what's the problem?
Well, it's these accounts. I've just had the bill in the post from the accountants.
Oh. Well, it's bound to be up a bit on last year. We didn't have time to total up the figures.
Well, I'm afraid it is. Well up.
We simply haven't had the time, what with the TB and everything.
Yes, well, it's easy to find excuses.
Well, it's bound to be reflected in the charges. I was half expecting that. He'll have had more work to do.
He certainly did. A lot more.
Well, all right, Dad, let's hear the worst. How much is it?
£2,500.
What?
Afraid so. It's ridiculously
high.
Oh,
that can't be right.
Well, I'll show you the bill if you like. I've been on the phone to the chap who does ours, but he's out of the office for a couple of days. He'll be able to explain the precise reasons.
Well, I certainly hope so.
It's as I keep saying, we're going to have to pull our belts in.
Dad, you're overreacting. All right, I admit, we might not have done as much preparation of the accounts as usual.
Well, that's pretty clear.
But I can't believe we could have incurred costs as high as that.
David, we've dealt with these people for years.
Doesn't mean to say they never make mistakes.
It's no good blaming the accountants.
Well, all right, assume the figures are correct.
Well, I'm sure they are.
Then you have to take into account the fact that we have two young children to look after.
We've all had to deal with young children. I seem to remember you were a young child once. And we had Kenton and Shula and Elizabeth.
Yeah, well, Josh is very demanding at the moment.
And you four weren't.
Dad, I think you're forgetting something. Ruth is a working mum. She's a full-time farmer.
But even so...
Every time a new bill comes in, you go on and on about saving money. It's not necessary.
But I just think you don't realise the last thing we need during these hard times, and don't forget, they could get a great deal harder.
I know, Dad.
Look, let me finish, David. As I say, the last thing we need round our necks is a huge debt. We've had hard times before, and we've lived through them, but only because, when we needed to, we drew our horns in.
It's all very well talking about drawing our horns in. When you're bringing up...
Mother and I brought you up on next to nothing compared to what
you... But things are very different these days. Look, we're not getting anywhere like this. I'm really busy. Let's talk about it another time. All right, Dad?
Right now, you four, listen to me. I want the truth, the old truth, and nothing but the truth.
And who wants my breakfast?
No one ain't getting no breakfast in this house till I've got to the bottom of all this cushion business.
Oh, come on, Clary, love, we're hungry.
Well, you'll have to stay that way. I felt really ashamed yesterday, standing in front of that headmaster, hearing what he had to tell me.
What, old Hendy Henderson?
And don't you take the mickey out of him. He seems a very decent man to me.
Oh, he's a right laugh, he is.
But I can tell you I weren't laughing, William Grundy, and neither were Mr. Henderson.
So, what did he have to tell you, love?
The man can't start his working day without a proper breakfast.
You be quiet, Joe.
Yeah, be quiet, Dad.
Now then, about this craft display at school.
What craft display?
Oh, you know nothing about it, do you?
Never heard of it.
Well, I've got a feeling now William might be able to tell us, or possibly Edward.
Oh, I don't know nothing about it.
Are you telling me you don't know nothing about them cushion covers that somehow managed to disappear from the craft display at school?
Oh, those.
What you been up to, boy? Come on, boy, you spit it out now.
You might well ask what he's been up to. You might well ask.
Well, I haven't been up to nothing.
Anything.
What?
You haven't been up to anything. Please try to speak proper.
Yeah, that's what I said. I haven't.
Will said.
Don't you be cheeky with me, William Ruddy. And you should know better than to encourage him, Joe.
Well, it's just a bit of boyish mischief.
What? Edward's stealing 3 cushion covers off the craft display. You call that boyish mischief?
I'd never hold with stealing, and don't you make out I would.
I'm delighted to hear it.
But is there any proof he done it?
Mr. Henderson says there is.
Well, he would say that, wouldn't he? Got to pin the blame on somebody.
Oh, I think he's got proof, all right. Are you still saying you don't know nothing about it, Eddie?
What proof's that then, Clary Love?
Don't you Clary Love me. I'll tell you what proof. Edward was seen doing it. That's what proof.
Edward.
You got anything to say for yourself, young Edward? No, I thought not. You may well stare down at your feet. Next thing I want to know is, what did you get out of all this, William?
Well, I just bought the cushion covers off Edward. I didn't know they were stolen.
Oh, you thought Edward had just run them up light in his dinner hour, did you?
No, of course not.
No, of course not. Don't you give me that load of old rubbish. You must think I'm daft.
No, I don't.
How much did you pay him for them blessed cushion covers, then?
£1 each.
Well, you've got to admit he's enterprising for a young'un.
I don't want none of that kind of enterprise in this family. Thank you very much, Joe Grundy. How many cushion covers did you have in the end, Eddie? That's what I want to know.
Can't remember exactly.
Well, you better remember exactly.
All right, there was 3 altogether. I sold 2 of the blooming things on Caroline Bone and Ruth Archer.
Eddie.
I was only trying to raise some extra money.
Look, we may be in trouble with money, Eddie, but we ain't going to stoop to swindling people. You should be ashamed of yourself. You should all be ashamed of yourselves. When I think of how kind folks was to us when we had the fire, and this is how we repays them. I'm ashamed of the whole lot of you.
Well, I ain't done nothing.
Oh, after what you've just said over this table.
I was only joking.
Well, I don't think it's very funny deceiving people. As if I ain't got enough to worry about. You give that money back to Caroline and Ruth, Eddie Grundy, or you'll have me to deal
with. Yeah, all right.
And you boys, get off to school. And I said school, William.
I ain't got no clean trousers to wear.
Oh, are they dry yet? Well, they'll still be hanging up in the living room, won't they? Dripping away, no doubt. Put them on wet if you ain't fussy, otherwise wear your dirty ones. Any sign of that washing machine, Eddie?
Oh, don't worry, love, I won't let you down.
Better not. Do you hear me, Eddie? I want that washing machine tonight. No more stories, no more excuses. Right, I'm off to the dairy with another load of washing, the back spin dryer.
What about our breakfast?
You know how to use a frying pan, Joe?
Well, of course I does.
Then you can flip it. Well, get it yourselves.
Blimey.
Is Tony about, Pat?
Oh, he's out in the field, I'm afraid, Neil. He's muck spreading. Is there anything I can help you with?
I was wondering if you had any jobs going. I'm helping out with the lambing up at Home Farm when I'm needed. Back on shift in an hour.
Oh, that must be keeping you pretty busy.
Yes. It's a long time since I did any. It's going pretty well so far.
Good.
But that job's not going to last forever. You might have heard I'm looking for, well, anything that's going, really.
Oh, we're going to be fully staffed for quite some time, I'm afraid. Oh. Tony's got 3 casuals from Borchester he's been calling in.
Well, can you tell him that I...
Well, yeah, of course I will. And we've got Helen helping out now and again.
Oh, I thought she'd be back at college.
Oh, she comes home quite often. But she'll be off to Zimbabwe soon, of course.
Oh, that'll be hard for you.
Not for too long, thank goodness.
Yeah, well, your Tom is doing well. And Hayley, keeping the pigs going, I mean.
Oh, well, they wouldn't have got this far without you.
It's nice to be involved.
Your advice has been a real help. The plastic butcher's bags, for example.
Yeah, freezer bags. Yeah, I thought they were a good idea.
Yeah, going well. But between ourselves, I think Tommy and Hayley have got a fair way to go before it's really up and running. Tony and I have to help them out a bit.
Well, you've got to give them points for trying.
Oh, I do.
Hello, Neil.
Oh,
hello,
hi.
Pat.
Larry, I don't believe it. You're not still lugging your wet washing about.
Hasn't Eddie come up with that washing machine yet?
No, he has not. Can I put him in your machine, Pat? I'm ever so sorry to have to ask.
Of course you can.
Well, I'd better be off then. Just time for a quick half of the bull before going back to the lambing.
I'll tell you the moment there is anything, Neil, and I'll make sure Tony does as well.
Oh, thanks, Pat. Bye-bye, Clary.
Bye.
Bye.
Neil's got some lambing work then.
Yeah. Poor Neil, he hasn't had much luck lately. He deserves better.
Don't talk to me about luck.
Yeah, you shouldn't have to do your washing by hand. It's ridiculous in this day and age.
No, try telling Eddie that. What were good enough for his mother?
Surely he can't be serious.
I just don't think Eddie or Joe's got any idea what's involved in running a home on a farm. They just take it all for granted. There'll be clean shirt, clean overalls, lying on the bed, all ready for them when they want it.
Well, I wouldn't put up with it.
Ah, it ain't all bad news, though. Eddie reckons as he knows where he can lay his hands on a new machine.
Look, I've been thinking.
What's that, then?
I could give you an advance on your wages, if you like. Say, I don't know, £150? That should be enough to get something.
Oh, pal.
Then I could deduct a bit each week, whatever we agreed.
I don't know what to say.
It'd be a sort of interest-free loan.
Was ever so kind of you. But Eddie has promised me faithfully he'd go and get the second-hand one he's found in Borchester.
Did he?
Yeah, he promised me faithfully.
Well, if you should change your mind...
Thanks, pal. Thanks ever such a lot.
A second-hand washing machine, Eddie.
Well, third-hand will do. Well, fourth.
I don't really know anyone who deals in those things.
I thought you were the one with all the Borchester connections, Eddie. Hertfordshire, as police said.
Mm-hmm. Only half, Neil?
I'm trying to cut down.
Oh, well, not too much, I hope. I don't want all my regulars going teetotal on me.
Oh, I'll stand you a pint, Neil.
No, thanks, Eddie. I'll buy me own, if you don't mind.
You see, so.
There you go, Neil.
Well, normally I'd have no trouble getting this machine. And the bloke I was getting it from's cried off at the last minute. Oh, Clara be ever so disappointed. Set her heart on one.
Yeah, you're not women alike.
Kathy would go spare if she didn't have a decent washing machine. You need one. Been an energetic kid in the house.
Yeah, I've got two growing lads.
Speaking of energy, Sid.
Oh, yes. All right. Here we go.
When you going in for the marathon?
Bit of a change of image, isn't it?
Oh, do you mean the running suit? Do you know it's so comfortable? I hardly remember I'm wearing it. Yeah, I've got three of them, you know. One for wear, one for the wash, and one for out on the line, right? Got to think I used to slob around the place in an old pair of trousers and a jumper.
Yeah, you look like one of them superheroes out of them American comics.
Hey! Come to think of it, Eddie.
What's that?
I do know where there's an old washing machine.
Oh, don't joke about it.
No, I'm not joking. There's an old twin tub of Kathy's in the tool shed back of the pub. Well, I think it's still there. I haven't used it since we was first married, but it might need a couple of parts, but I think it still works.
A twin tub? That's a washing machine.
That's a machine, and it washes.
Blimey, my guardian angel's there after all. I'll go and have a look at it.
Right. I don't know what Clary will think. Kathy wouldn't look twice at a twin tub. Oh, I know what I meant to ask you.
Oh, what's that, Sid?
Mike Tucker. He hasn't seen me here for quite a while.
No, I don't suppose you would have.
Well, why is that, then?
I don't suppose he has the time. Working all the hours God sends up at Home Farm.
I thought you was up there helping with the lambing.
Oh, I'm due back there in half an hour.
Oh, it don't pay much, I don't suppose.
You're dead right there.
Where has Mike got the plum jobs?
Well, I don't begrudge him. He just got in first, that's all. Some people just have the luck.
Come on, William. Lift.
I am lifting.
Your grandmother used this mangle every day of our married life.
Mum said she didn't want nothing to do with the mangle.
They made things solid in them days.
But blooming well did.
Oh, cast iron, William. Built to last. Not like them flimsy bits of tin and rubber you get nowadays. Washing machines. A dolly and a mango was good enough for my Susan. It should be good enough for our Clary.
Oh, it's all filthy and rusty. Look at it.
Oh, just needs a bit of a clean. A few turkey droppings ain't gonna do nobody no harm.
A few?
Isn't that bad?
Oh, it's horrible. Are you sure Mum wanna use it?
Oh, you blooming my lot.
Can we stop for a minute? My arm's ache.
All right. We'll get your dad to help us. Eddie, over here.
What's he doing, Dad?
All right. I've been putting my mind to helping Clary with the washing.
What with that old thing?
I remembered this old mangle from when your mother was alive.
Ah, blimey, we don't need that old relic.
It's an antique.
Oh, certainly is.
Well, it's still in good working condition, just needs cleaning up a bit.
Oh, needs cleaning up a lot.
Ah, we don't need that. Wait till you see what I've got in the back of the van.
What? I'm not carrying this thing back to the turkey shed.
Leave it in the yard, we'll move it later. Come on, come and have a look in the van. Here we are. Just have a look in here.
Is that it, then?
State-of-the-art twin-tub washing machine, that is. Only needed a couple of pots, so I took it to my mate in Borchester, who builds motorbikes.
Don't you reckon Mum's going to like it?
It's in full working order, that is. Smashing job. And the beauty of it is...
Yeah? What?
I got it off Sid Perks for a fiver. Ooh. Only whatever you do, don't tell Clary that, Dad.
Don't tell Clary what I do.
Oh, hello, Clary, love. I didn't see you coming.
Apparently. What's that in the back of the van?
That's your new washing machine.
That?
It's a good one. Runs as smooth as a nut.
Eddie?
What's the matter? Don't you like it?
It's a flipping twin tub.
Washer and spinner, no.
A twin tub's no better than washing by hand, Eddie Grundy. Don't you know nothing? You had to stand over it for hours. The finished, Tony?
Shall we carry it into the kitchen for you?
Carry it to the scrap heap for all I care. If you think I'm having that thing in my kitchen, think again. Get rid of it, Eddie. I don't ever want to clap eyes on it again. Ever. Do you hear me? Ever.
Is that the last of the post?
No, two more. Here you are.
Electricity bill.
A red one?
No, black.
No, put it on the deal with immediately pile. No, on second thoughts, the tomorrow pile.
Or even the next week pile?
Oh, well, I suppose so, yeah.
Well, that's it then. We've got to open it.
The estimate from Coopers and Pritchard.
The estimate from Coopers and Pritchard.
Right, then, take a deep breath.
And here goes. Oh, God.
Well, we were expecting it.
Yeah, but when you see it in black and white... There you are.
£97,000.
For the eradication of infestation and the restoration of damage...
Etc., etc.
Expensive guest, the Death Watch Beetle.
£97,000.
Oh, dear.
I know.
Did the conservation officer phone you back?
Yes, he did.
Well, go on, tell me.
Well, do you want good news first?
I think it'd better be.
Right, he seemed an extremely nice chap. He's coming out to see us tomorrow, bringing the appropriate grant application forms, and he'll show us how to fill them in. He'll even help us find an architect.
An architect?
Yes, apparently we need one. That's where the good news rather runs out, I'm afraid.
Well, you better tell me the bad.
We can't expect any more than 15,000 in grant aid from the Rural District Council.
I thought we'd get at least 40%.
Oh, nothing like it, I'm afraid. There's a ceiling on the figure.
Oh, no.
Nadia? Elizabeth?
Hello, Mummy.
I hope you don't mind. I'm going to come and use the computer for a while.
We're rather busy, Julia.
Top-level discussions, I'm afraid, Mummy.
I promise I'll be quiet as a mouse, quiet as a mouse.
All right, but you really mustn't disturb us.
You won't even notice I'm here. Now, let me switch it on. Oh, it takes such ages to get started.
Yeah, they do, don't they?
Julia.
Look, sorry.
Look, what are we going to do, Lizzie?
Pray.
Now, do you prefer Passion's Pilgrim or Passion's Plaything, Nigel?
I'm sorry, Mummy?
Pilgrim or Plaything?
I'm afraid I don't quite understand your question.
It's the title of my novel. Which do you prefer, Passion's Pilgrim or...
Oh, I see.
I think definitely Plaything.
And I agree with Lizzie.
Oh, thank you, Nigel.
Plaything it is, then. Title's so important, it can make such a difference to the sales.
Passion's Plaything.
Yes, I think so.
Oh, that should send the copies zooming off the shelves.
Ah, the research I did into the 18th century has been so useful. I mean, there's loads of fascinating stuff to draw from. And in the art of the historical romance, it says we should allow our imaginations full play, but stick to accuracy of historical detail.
The art of the historical romance?
By Jacintha Traherne.
Sounds like a bundle of fun.
Oh, it's a fascinating book. Now, don't look at me in that accusing way, Elizabeth. I must equip myself with the tools of my trade.
Mummy.
Julia, please, we really do have to get on.
Oh, I'm sorry. I do apologise. I won't disturb you any more. Oh.
Right. So, what are we going to say to him?
Well, the conservation officer. No. I think it's rather more a case of what he can say to us.
Because, of course, one can never tell when the muse is going to pay one a visit.
Is that right? I wouldn't know.
Well, I'm sorry if it's inconvenient.
More coffee, Lizzie?
If thanks.
Mummy?
Oh, really, Nigel, don't interrupt.
But we'll simply have to bite the bullet and find some way to pay.
Yes.
As if Julia's economies haven't completely bankrupted us in the meantime.
Oh, Nigel, could you help me, please?
Oh, no.
Look, Mummy, Lizzie and I are having a most important discussion.
Oh, but I thought this computer was supposed to be... Oh, what's the expression? User-friendly. Well, this user certainly doesn't find it so. Oh, now the thing's making beeping noises at me.
If you must use the computer, Julia, perhaps you could come in and use it at a time when we're not quite so busy.
But it's trying to tell me something, but I've no idea what it is. Oh, the age of the robot is upon us.
Let's have a look at the screen. Oh, yes, I see what you've done. You've come out of the document.
Come out of the document.
That's right.
Could you translate that into English?
Let's have a look. Yeah, there you are.
Now, why couldn't you have done that at first, Nigel, instead of trying to blind me with science? Well, thank you, dear.
Now, Lizzie, where were we?
The conservation officer.
Right.
That is really good.
Mummy!
No, it's no good. I can't resist it any longer. I shall simply have to read it to you.
Mummy!
No, I must. I really must.
And then will you leave us in peace?
Yes, of course, darling. It's just the opening paragraph. Now, Passion's Passion's Plaything.
Nigel, I can't stand this.
Chapter 1, A Pair of Grey Eyes.
Julia, I really think I'd rather read it when you finish the whole book.
This won't take a moment, Elizabeth.
You read it to Nigel. Excuse me.
Oh, well, of course, if she isn't interested.
I am, Mummy. Riveted.
Oh, very well, then. Now, Passion's Plaything. Chapter 1, A Pair of Grey... No, turquoise. A pair of turquoise eyes. Evangeline turned, and there, framed in the doorway, stood the commanding figure of Sir Jason. There was a cruel beauty about him, a steely softness, a gentleness that yet would brook no resistance, offer or expect no quarter. A livid scar disfigured his cheek from just below the eye to the curve of the sardonic mouth. But most striking of all were his eyes. They were...
turquoise.
A vivid shade of turquoise, Nigel.
Oh, I see.
Well, what do you think?
I really don't know what to say.
A speechless with admiration.
It's certainly very...
yes, yes.
Intense.
Oh, yes, that's exactly the word I'd use. Intense.
Look, perhaps if I could see it on the screen...
yes, well, come and look then.
Right. Mummy, it says evangelist, not Evangeline.
Oh, that's that stupid spell checker contraption. But of course it's meant to be Evangeline.
Where are you going to put the sheep?
In the field. Right down that dog.
There they go. In the field. Perhaps Bert and Uncle David will come along soon with some hay for them to eat.
Like this morning.
Like this morning, yes.
Excuse me, Mrs. Harter.
Hello, Bert.
Oh, I won't come too far in with me mucky boots. Oh, hello, young man.
Hello, Bert.
You having fun?
Sheep are in the field.
So I see. Well, I've got a message from the boss.
Oh?
He says to let him know if the accountant phones. He wants to speak to him straight away. He'll be up by the cattle pens.
Tell him fine, Bert.
Right you are, then.
You do love your farm, don't you?
Yes, quite.
It was very clever of Grandad to think of it.
Mum, can I come in? Oh, hello, Bert.
Morning. Yeah, I'll be on my way, then.
Righto, then. Thanks for the message. Elizabeth!
Hi.
How lovely to see you.
Oh, hello, Daniel. Oh, you're having a good time.
Yes, I am.
Absolutely his favourite Christmas present.
Hey. My farm.
Yeah, what a beauty, eh, Daniel?
Can you see the cows? They're hiding.
Is that them in the barn? Oh, I thought so.
Everything all right, darling?
Yes, I'm escaping, really.
Oh, dear.
Oh, Julia is absolutely driving me to distraction. You know, I think if I'd stayed any longer, it'd be murder at Lower Loxley, let alone Passion's Plaything.
I'm sorry, I'm not quite with you.
Oh, Julia's going to make all our fortunes by writing a romantic novel.
I thought she was writing her autobiography.
She's given up on that. No, this is to be a full-blooded bodice-ripper.
Oh!
She's spending a fortune on books about how to write romantic fiction. Jacintha somebody or other's the latest. Jacintha Traherne. Ever heard of her?
I can't say that I have.
Well, it can't be a real name. I bet she's really called Madge Bloggins or something. Oh, once Julia started reading out extracts, I'm afraid I had to make my excuses and leave her to Nigel's tender mercies.
She has had a bit more practice.
Well, it doesn't matter what I say, it's water off a duck's back. Anyway, tell me how you are. I'm too angry with Julia to talk about her.
Well, to tell you the truth, I'm getting really fed up with your dad and David.
Are they still arguing?
The atmosphere between them is simply dreadful.
It must make life very difficult for you.
It does. Trouble is, I can see both points of view. Though I must say I do rather side with your father in this.
Of course.
He does have a point. David and Ruth could easily make economies.
Come on, lambs, we're doing the farm.
You know, you'll be able to see real lambs up at Home Farm, Daniel.
Oh, have they started?
Yeah, I hear they're coming thick and fast. Debbie's living in a caravan to be near them, to help them. Isn't that funny, Daniel?
All Jimmy was in the right place in the farm.
Gosh, they are too. It looks a bit crowded.
Mm.
Oh, Mum, is that the Borchers Echo?
Yes, I haven't had a chance to open it yet.
I don't suppose you have.
What was this young man demanding my attention?
Well, Linda's Panto review should be in.
Oh.
Ah, here it is. The show must go on.
That sounds encouraging.
A heroic front of house team saved the day yesterday at the Ambridge Pantomime. They battled manfully against disaster as the floodwaters rose, threatening the vulnerable OAPs of the audience. Don't mention whatever of the performances. You know, Nigel and I went on Friday and thought it was jolly good.
Mm.
The backstage crew were stalwart to the last, and the effects and the lighting would have done credit to Steven Spielberg.
A slight exaggeration.
Slight. She hasn't mentioned one of the performances. It's all about the valiant crew.
But she's just getting her own back on Larry Lovell.
Oh, that's showbiz. Oh, look, Dad gets an honourable mention for playing the piano.
Oh, good.
Magnificent accompaniments, no less. Well, that'll please him.
Well, I hope so.
I'm afraid there's very little that pleases your father just at the moment.
That was our man from the accountant on the phone.
Oh, right. Look, Dad, before you tell me what he said,
yeah,
something I want to say to you.
What's that?
About the accountant's bill.
Well?
Well, I wanted to apologise.
Oh, David, that isn't necessary.
No, you're right. We should have prepared the accounts more carefully.
Well, perhaps you should have. I mean, the accountants tell me the receipts and the cheque stubs were all just bundled together in a brown envelope, any old house, not even arranged chronologically. And of course, that made a great deal more work for him, which was quite naturally reflected in the charges.
Yes, well, as I said to you before, we've had a lot on.
Well, perhaps I'll deal with the accounts next year.
No, that won't be necessary.
Well, if, as you say, you've got too much on with the children...
That's not what I said.
I'm just offering to relieve the pressure a little. But anyway, I mean, one thing is clear from the accounts.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're going
to
say.
You're going to have to make economies. There's no way around it that I can see.
Dad, I just don't think it's that bad yet. We've had some bad luck. The bank will tide us over. I said this all before. Things are going to get better.
But you can't know that. I mean, at least agree that we could all make a few personal sacrifices. I mean, for example, have you thought about whether you two really need two cars?
I don't believe you said that. How could we possibly manage without
well,
them?
That's my point. If you thought it through and believed it to be necessary, you could.
Honestly, you don't hear me, do you? I stand here and talk, and you just don't hear. But
David, I'm
Forget it, Dad. Let's just forget it.
Hello? Is that you, Clary?
Yes.
Of course it is. Yeah, on your way to work?
That's right.
You've got quite a load.
Yes, washing. Wet, too.
Oh, it must be jolly heavy.
Well, keeps me fit.
I expect so.
Fit to bust, if you ask me. Oh. How are you, then, Mrs. Antrobus?
Oh, I'm fine.
That's good.
Except my eyes on what they used to be.
Sorry to hear it.
I'm going to have to change my glasses again. It simply seems to be one thing after another.
I'll say that again. And how's Portia?
Unfortunately, not in the best of health at the moment.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, I'm rather concerned about her. In fact, I'm taking her to see the vet this morning, aren't I, girl?
Oh, you're not very well then, Portia.
We're seeing Mr. Craig.
Good girl.
I believe that's his name.
Yeah, Alistair Standing.
That's right.
I do hope she's all right.
Well, it's just the effect of old age, I expect.
Yeah, I suppose.
It comes to all of us in the end, Clary.
That's true. Was he like this, Mr.
Craig?
Craig, yeah.
Well, I haven't met him yet.
Well, he won't be doing badly if he's half as good as Alistair. Oh, just think, honeymooning in St. Kitts. Bet it's really lovely there.
Paradise.
Paradise, yeah. All beaches, bikinis, basking in the sunshine.
And lovely warm evenings under the palm trees.
Oh, I could certainly do with a bit of that.
Oh, I'm sure they're having a lovely time.
Chance would be a fine thing for us. We'll be lucky if we manage a wet weekend in Weston the way things is looking.
And how's the family, Clary?
Oh, you know us. We manage to keep going somehow.
It's as bad as that, is it? I'm sorry.
Well, actually, I've just had one bit of good news, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, what's that?
Our Edward got picked for the school football team.
Oh, splendid. Well done.
Yeah, it's really nice for him.
You must be very proud.
I am, and he's very proud, too.
So he should be.
He's been in some bother at school lately, so he needed a bit of a boost. His face when he told me he'd been picked made up for a lot. It's a first for him.
So, things have been difficult for you lately?
Oh, I don't know. It all seems to happen at once.
When sorrows come, they come not single spies.
Right?
But in battalions.
I'm afraid I'm not with you.
Well, it's what you were saying just now. How all our troubles seem to come at once.
They've been doing that all right. Mustn't grumble, though, compared to some folks. So I expect we got it easy.
It's difficult to keep that in mind, though, isn't it?
Pat's expecting me at the dairy. I'd better get on. I do hope Portia's all right.
Oh, I expect she will be. She's been such a wonderful companion.
You get really attached to him, don't you?
Well, he gives so much and we expect so little in return.
I'm sure she'll be all right.
Oh, dear.
So don't you worry.
You get off to work, Clary. I've kept you chatting long enough.
Right, I'll get down to Pat's. Bye.
Bye, dear. Come along, Portia. Let's go and find out what Mr. Craig has to say. There we are. Good girl. Yes. Yes, we'll take our time. Come on.
So, Tommy and me have really talked it through.
You do know that Tony and I are very impressed at the amount of hard work you've put in.
Oh, thanks.
And the freezer packs are selling well, I gather.
They're going all right, yeah. The only snag...
Yeah?
Well, some people don't want the cheaper cuts.
And they have to take pretty much what they're given.
Mm. Yeah, I see. So, butcher's bags leave a lot to be desired as a marketing concept. But if we don't sell the packs, we'll have a lot of meat left over, belly pork and stuff.
Yeah, I know.
So, what we'd really like to aim at is to be able to sell our organic pork products across the whole range,
right,
but with an emphasis on the more popular lines. We could make brilliant sausages with the less popular cuts, marketed direct by mail order, say, or using the internet, maybe.
Steady on. You're way ahead of me now.
I'm sorry, am I being a pain?
Certainly not.
Because I just know that with the proper backing, we can really make this work.
With the proper backing?
Yeah, Tommy and I both think we could make a go of it. Bridge Farm sausages could be really big.
You'd have to find a good organic butcher to do them.
Oh, yeah, we know that.
It's all right, you don't have to do the hard sell to me, you know.
Well, we could find a good butcher, no problem. And we could supply him with a vacuum packer if necessary.
Oh, you've obviously done your research.
Well, Tommy and me, yeah.
And now you're coming to me to...
Well, ask the $64,000 question.
Well, I hope you're not asking for that much.
No, of course not. But...
Yes?
We reckon we need about £2,000. We've costed a decent design and sticky labels and that, and plus, if we have to supply the butcher with our own vacuum packer, that's another, say, £500.
Hello, Hayley. Hello, Pat. Sorry, I'm a bit late. I got held up a bit on the way.
Oh, that's all right, Clary.
Hi.
I wondered if I could have a word.
Could it just wait a minute, Clary? I'm just discussing something with Hayley.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, no, we won't be a minute.
No, sorry. I'll go and get started, Pat.
OK, I'll be with you in a minute.
Well, what do you think?
I think it's a very interesting idea.
Do you? Ah, that's great!
But that doesn't mean that Tony and I are prepared to lend you the money straight away.
Oh.
Not quite yet, at any rate.
Oh, I see.
And don't look so disappointed. I haven't said no.
No.
I haven't said yes, either.
Definite maybe?
That's about the size of it.
Well, do you want us to give you more facts and figures?
Look, imagine I'm the bank manager. What's the first thing he's going to ask for before he lends you any money?
A business plan.
Exactly. Now, that's what Tony and I'd want to see. Not some vague figures you just pulled out of the air. Yeah. It is a good idea. Just get it down on paper, properly costed.
Right. Well, we'll come back with a proper plan.
Well, you do that, and Tony and I'll look at it very seriously.
Well, you can't say fairer than that. Right, I'll go back and tell Tommy what you said.
Right.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Clary?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Pat, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Did you want me for something?
Well, I'm sorry I was late. I only got talking to Mrs. Antrobus.
Oh, yes?
She's really worried about Portia. She's not very well.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, she's taking her to the vet today. Now, Pat.
Yes?
I hope you don't mind. I'd like to ask you something.
I think I can guess what it is.
Yeah. You know you offered
to give you an advance.
That's right.
And you've considered it.
To buy a new washing machine.
£150.
Yeah.
More if you need it.
Well, I've been thinking.
Do you know, in a different life, I think I'd have made a very good bank manager.
Eh? Not with you.
Doesn't matter, never mind. I am delighted to help.
Oh, thanks.
Good, no problem. There'll be an extra £150 in your next pay packet. You pay me back when you can, or I can deduct it from your pay bit by bit if you'd like.
Well, I'll pay you back when I can, if that's all right with you.
Absolutely, no doubt you will.
Oh, thanks, Pat. I'm really grateful. Thanks.
He was extremely thorough.
As good as Alistair.
Extremely kind, and above all, entirely professional. Oh. Wasn't he, Portia?
Oh.
Yes, he was.
Oh, well, that's good.
Unfortunately, the news isn't good.
Oh, no. Oh, tell me what he said.
Well, he still wants to run some tests. Blood tests and urine tests.
It mightn't be so bad.
So, no, I don't have a final diagnosis.
Right.
But he didn't want to build my hopes up. Even I can see she's lost so much weight.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's all right, dear. Now, how are you getting on? Any developments at Bridge Farm?
Well, yes, I've had some good news, actually.
Oh?
Pat says she'll back me and Tommy when we start up our organic pork products, sausages and that. Tommy and I have just got to sort out a business plan.
Well, it all sounds very exciting.
I really want to make it work. I reckon organic sausages could be very successful. The pork sold well over Christmas. Supermarkets are buying organics these days.
Well, that's marvellous, Ailey.
So it's just a case of cutting it up properly. Anyway, don't forget you're going for your eye test next week.
Yes, I've remembered.
And I'll drive you to Borchester, like I said.
That would be lovely, thank you.
I hope we could go for lunch as well.
What a good idea. You make it sound almost like something to look forward to.
Oh, are you worried about it?
Not really. But I'll be glad when it's over.
How are you getting on, Dad?
Oh, no, but just getting the concentrate down and...
These are the ones carrying twins?
Yes, they'll need the extra energy.
Yeah. How's the lambing going over at Home Farm?
Oh, all right, I think. So Brian tells me.
Well, how did he get on at the Oxford conference, did he say?
Well, yes, he did. And reading between the lines, I got the impression that he thinks the whole thing is a talking shop.
Oh, I'd have thought that'd suit Brian down to the ground.
Oh, come on, David.
He always seems to leave Debbie in charge when the lambing ready gets going.
Brian's a good manager when it comes down to it. Credit where it's due.
Debbie's taking to her caravan for her 24-hour-a-day vigil. A bit over the top, if you ask me.
Yes. Neil's up there helping out.
Yeah. Dad.
Look, David, if you're about to apologise again.
To be honest, Dad, I don't know quite where we go from here.
Well, it seems clear enough to me. It could all be sorted out so easily.
Look, Ruth and I have talked it over, and, you know, we do realise that we were a bit slapdash over the farm accounts.
Oh, that isn't what's bothering me.
We took things for granted.
Look, David, listen. Never mind the accountancy bill. You run a good farm. I know that. You're a damn good farmer. And everyone agrees about that. And I'd be the last person to cast any doubt on your competence.
Thanks.
I just don't happen to agree with your priorities at the moment, that's all.
Priorities?
And neither does your mother.
What?
Broadly, she agrees with me.
With the greatest respect, Dad, Mum is hardly in a position to judge.
And you're saying that Ruth is?
Dad, things have changed. Now, don't forget, Ruth is a trained professional farmer. She loves the kids, of course, we both do, and we do our best to be there for them. But Ruth has responsibility on the farm. That's the difference between her and Mum.
Oh, yes, of course, I realise that.
Do you?
Yes, we both do.
Ruth's really giving everything she's got to Brookfield.
And I've never denied that either.
Now, I know you think that we should cut back on our personal spending, but I'm... You know, it's easier said than done. Anyway, I've been thinking about what you said.
Oh, yes?
About having a meeting and thrashing it all out.
Oh, well?
Well, I think that that is an excellent idea. It's about time we talked it all through calmly.
Mm, and soon. We've got to bring it all out into the open. Try to come to some agreement. I mean, we can't go on like this, David.
The Archers was written by Christopher Hawes and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Julie Beckett and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.